The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
At a cost of 30 cents, while you are getting in touch, let's talk about Nightlink, the bus service, because with Nightlife returning next Friday, the 22nd, concerns have been raised, well, in Dublin, that the Nightlink service will not be up and running in time. Indeed, the NTA, who operate the service with Dublin Bus, they say that the plan is to implement a 24-hour service at some point before Christmas, or rather, to quote them directly, they're considering the reintroduction in advance of the Christmas period, which is fairly vague to say the least. Now, we're going to speak in a moment to somebody in Galway who thinks that it's not just Dublin that needs a 24-hour bus service. But sticking with the issue of Nightlink, I'm joined by Hazel Chu, the former Lord Mayor of Dublin and a Green Party councillor. Hazel, how big an issue is it if come October 22nd everything reopens but there's no late night bus service?
It's a big issue, Ciarán. When we looked at it in the Nighttime Economy Task Force, which only got launched a couple of weeks ago, it was one of the key findings, because to have a proper nighttime economy, you need to protect the people who are involved in it. You need to protect the people going out, but you need to protect the workers. You need to make sure that they're safe, efficient transport for them to go home. And the Nightlink is one of those key transports. Now, saying that, we did have the NTA that was part of the Nighttime Economy Task Force as well. It's why they looked at 24-hour services and looked at how that can improve quality of a nighttime to service a nighttime economy. And that's why they're coming out with three 24-hour bus routes coming along the stream. And those include the 39A, the 41 and the 15. And they hope to have more coming down in the next year. There has been pushback, though. Myself, I know TDs, other people have said to them, listen, there needs to be more. From now until Christmas, at least, you do need a Nightlink service. And that's something that needs to be looked at.
I'd wager there's lots of people listening to this who maybe have relied on the Nightlink service and would have assumed it was coming back on October 22nd, and maybe this is the first time they've heard that it's not going to be there, and there's only a possibility, a consideration, that it might appear at some stage before Christmas. I mean, have you had any explanation beyond that statement I read out from the NTA about, you know, considering the reintroduction? Have you had any explanation as to why it's not coming back?
When I was talking to them, the explanation was that there is going to be the 24-hour service. And that is something that was mentioned at the Nighttime Economy Task Force meetings, that 24-hour service will benefit more a nighttime economy. But while the tree services is on, I think there needs to be a push for other services while we look at further 24-hour for other routes. Because as I was saying to NTA, 39, 41 and the 15 are great routes, but if you don't live on them, that's a bit of a problem. And as you just said there, Ciarán, I think a lot of us have been on the Lightlink. I used to go to Selbridge in the 67, and I think it's really handy to have. And if you're working, if you're a nighttime economy worker, you need that mode of transport. And the NTA accepts that, and that's why they're looking at the chat I had was quite positive with them, and I hoped that for the next coming weeks that there will be a review on the matter. Like everything post 22nd, things need to be reviewed as we open fully back up.
Yeah, well, listen, you mentioned people who rely on it, people who work, because maybe there's an image we have of just revelers needing the Nightlink, but it isn't just them. Noel Anderson from Lemon and Duke is on the line. He's chair of the Licensed Vintners Association. Noel, I'm conscious a lot of your members and a lot of people employed in licensed premises in and around Dublin need the Nightlink for work, do they?
Yes, they do. So the late night economy has been closed 585 days come the 22nd. And we wrote to the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, last week, basically kind of insisting that it has to be reinstated. It's a huge thing, not only for customers heading out in the night, but also, as you rightly point out, for our staff. All the indications from London and from New York are show a big bounce in the late night economy, a lot of pent up demand. So waiting for a 24-hour system to kick in is madness, and it needs to happen on the 22nd.
And what will your staff do without the Nightlink on October 22nd? You're all back up and running and people will be back to work, but there's no way home. What will they do?
No, well, that's what they'll have to do. They'll either have to get parents up out of bed, our brothers and sisters, and or taxis, and anybody that's been out in Dublin city centre on a Friday or Saturday at the moment will see how much of a struggle it is for a taxi at the best of times. So add this on top of it would be an unholy mess.
I'm not about to accuse you and your members of underpaying people, but you know, people are not necessarily getting paid huge amounts either in certain jobs within the industry. It'd be a big dent in the take-home pay to be getting a taxi.
Well, yeah, it absolutely would, depending on where you live. So it doesn't matter what you're working at. A bus is a lot cheaper than a taxi, and is definitely preferred mode of transport for a lot of our hospitality staff. And as we said, we wrote to Minister Eamon Ryan. Our members are closed 585 days in the late night business, and we honestly, it should be just a no-brainer to kick this back in.
Hazel Chew is still on the line. Hazel, I wonder, do you suspect at all there might be an issue with finding drivers to drive the buses on the Nightlink?
I think there could be. I think there is a shortage of resources in terms of finances. I think there's been an increase in funding, and we look at the National Development Plan, we look at the next budget, there's been a injection of funding in our sustainable transport system, but there has been a shortage of staff across the board in every industry. So it may not come as a surprise if there is a shortage in drivers, but if that is the issue, then that is something the NTA needs to look at fixing. And I think the more questions we now ask, it's brought to their door more. Now, being on the Nighttime Economy Task Force with them, I think they are susceptible they are accepting of our views and listen to others. So I'm hoping this issue will get resolved in the coming weeks.
Yeah, listen, if you're a Nightlink user in the past and we're planning to use it come October 22nd and you're left in the lurch now, do get in touch, 53106. JP McMahon, the well-known restaurateur, joins us from Galway as well. JP, I mean, Galway, as I understand, never had a service quite like the Nightlink. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I came down now here in 99 and I grew up in Maynooth, so I used the Nightlink a lot in Dublin, but and it is something I suppose to think about, because anyone living outside the city, whether it's Mycullen, Uachtaráin, there are no buses, so it's only taxi. And I mean, they're always talking about, I suppose, developing the bus structure in Galway, but everyone is dependent on cars. We have a couple of staff who live outside the city, and they have to have a car, otherwise you're dependent on living inside the city, and that, I suppose, increases the rent within the city.
Yeah, because Hazel was talking about the Nighttime Economy Task Force, and often, I suppose, there's a tendency to talk about the 24-hour economy or the nighttime economy applying only to Dublin as the biggest city in the island. But I'm conscious there's people like yourself and others in different industries in Galway and in Limerick and in Cork and to a degree in Waterford as well who say, hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah, no, and I would welcome more transport to surrounding towns, because I mean, if we develop the nighttime economy, everyone benefits. Like, even if the night goes on longer, I mean, people would hopefully eat out later, and that would like they do in Spain. So I think it can all add up to, I suppose, a better balance between the day and the night. And I think that particularly at the moment, with everything closing at 11:30, everyone just spills out onto the streets at the moment, and they're all looking for taxis. But there aren't enough taxis at the moment either. So I do agree with Hazel about safety and people wandering around the streets. So I do think it is bus services to smaller towns outside any of the major cities, whether it's Cork or Limerick either. I think they're very important.
And it must be a curse for some of your staff, is it? I mean, competing with those revelers I mentioned for taxis, given there's not enough of them.
Oh, no, definitely. And that's why a lot of our staff choose to live in town, even though the rent is more expensive. It's because you have to weigh up, well, do I buy a car to live outside so I'll have a bigger house? And some of them have done that. Or do I choose a smaller place so I live in town so I can just walk home? So it does impact, I suppose the lack of buses do impact a lot of things, particularly when we have a housing shortage at the moment, where, I mean, everyone is fighting over to find a place in town, and the rents are just going up and up.
And Hazel Chew, to come back to you for just a moment, I mean, is the ask a simple one of the NTA that, yes, ideally we'll get to this point where we've got much more routes that are running 24 hours a day, but until then, there's a gap in the market that needs to be filled?
Absolutely. And I think as you and JP mentioned there, it's not just a Dublin issue. When we looked at it from a nighttime economy task force perspective, one of the things I did when I chaired the international subgroup was look at it from not just cities. We looked at it from rural environments as well in across the world and looked at how different models apply. And the thing is, the service industry is on its knees at the moment. What we need to do is give as much help as possible to those people working in the industries and those going to enjoy those industries, and transport is a key element. So I think it is a simple ask, but it cannot just be an ask within Dublin. It's an ask that's nationwide.
Hazel Chew, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Green Party councillor, thanks a million for joining us. Noel Anderson from Lemon & Duke and chair of the Licensed Vintners Association was with us as well, as was JP McNamann, the restaurateur in Galway.